Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algie, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast. This is episode number 208. We're going to be doing an album review tonight, something that most of you like to hear us do. Yes. So I'm once again joined by my friends, Dennis and Alan. What's up, gentlemen?
Oh, we are in the middle of a shutdown, a lockdown, a coronavirus lowdown.
Stay the fuck at home.
Hey, did anybody get the message that it's over? Dennis is the only one that has to stay home.
You know what? Look at my hair.
I mean, you should stay home, man. That looks horrible.
I don't care. I don't care. Actually, my beautician.
Where have you been today? You're awfully disheveled.
Well, you know what? My beautician actually lives here at my house. She's my wife, so it has nothing to do with.
Well, it's not her. We know that.
I don't care. Who cares? We're in a crisis. So you know what? In a crisis, as long as I wash my hands and do all everything else I'm supposed to do, hair is not an issue. I don't care about it. So my hair is a little frizzy tonight. But anyway.
You need to put some relaxer on that.
Yeah, relax on this.
Whatever.
That's what she said.
Here's the bad part. These two knuckleheads are off work, and I'm working, and my phone just explodes all day with all kinds of.
Unfortunately, we talked about this in the last.
Which is good.
We talked about this in our last show. Plus, on Alan and I, we were doing our record deal or whatever it was called. Alan, what was it? The yacht rock thing. You know, unfortunately, Bill is a healthcare worker, just like my wife. And she's going to the front lines every day.
My wife as well.
And your wife as well. So even though we're at home and we make jokes about it and stuff, it's not a joking matter. I mean, these guys are working their asses off and they're putting themselves at risk. And, I'm trying to, when I go to the store, I guess I put myself at risk too, because I'm going out foraging for whatever we need toilet paper.
If you go to the store looking like that, you're at risk. They're like, oh, look, it's a robber.
You know what was funny was I made a corner to the other. I went to Schnucks this morning, actually. And I was just in there just to check on TP to see if there was anything in there. And I've actually grabbed a gallon of milk. And I'm walking around, and this lady stopped. And I was kind of looking at the shelf, and she was like, I looked up. She looked at me, and I'm like, she's like going, I know in her brain she's like going, I'm waiting for you to move. And in my brain, I'm like going, you know what, bitch, you're going to wait for me to move before I go. Cause she's trying to keep the 6 foot separation. I'm like,
I'll tell you what, I went to the grocery store to get some milk the other day. And, some guy, standing in line, and the guy in front of me kept turning around and looking at me like, I'm going to kill you if you don't get away from me. And I'm like, dude, there are 6 feet there. Fuck off.
Yeah, did he use the keypad on the thing?
Do what?
Did he use the keypad after he put his card in or swiped it?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't pay.
Oh, sure. Absolutely he did. You know he did. Everybody's doing
a lick of attention. No. It was just cracking me up because he kept turning around giving me dirty looks. And I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
I've been home for two fucking weeks. I'm stir crazy right now. Come on. Honestly, with me having been home for 2 weeks and I have an indefinite amount of time that I'm still going to be home, I have learned that I am not ready to be retired.
Oh, see, I love it. And the thing is, it's over a week now. I haven't even started to watch television except for up until yesterday. Tiger King. I'm fucking loving it. We watched another one tonight. I'm 4 out of 7, and I'm loving this shit. It's the craziest show I've ever watched in my life. I can't wait to see what happens. So,
dude's insane.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
I'm not gonna tell you. It's just insane.
It is. It's insane. It's the craziest shit ever. You got people calling other people out, and they're just as crazy as the people that they're calling out. I mean,
they're
it's
all crazy. All of them
they're
are crazy.
All crazy. They're all fucking insane. No, there isn't. It's so great. It's the craziest shit ever.
None of them.
is a train wreck, just, I mean, of massive proportions, and they got a nuclear bomb on this train. It's just the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I know you said massive proportions, but I heard massive abortions.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Well, that's kind of what the show is, from what I understand.
It could be everything.
It's bad. It's bad on a lot of them.
So, other than we're trying to cope with this inside everything. Does everybody do their census so far? I got mine done.
I'm doing it tomorrow because April 1st is the official date that they're going by where you live or whatever. So I told Laura, right. I said, I'm not doing it until April 1st in case you decide to kick me out or I decide to kick you out. You can boot your census over at your mom's house. She didn't think it was as funny as I did.
Good, Dad.
Yeah, man. I got mine done, so we're all valid.
So do I get to count? So since the boys are home, do I get to count four people?
No, they have to be there for the whole year. They have to. It's just to see who's living in your house. Here's a good one though. If you're there,
the government seeing what's in my house. I have a tin roof. I wear a little aluminum hat when I'm walking around.
Here's the funniest. It has nothing music related, but it's just really interesting. So when I did the census, you know, they ask you, are you, you know, Caucasian and Mexican and all the, they get all the things. So when I said I'm basically white, you know, normal,
white, it's like bread, right? I'm basic white bread.
But the whole point is they won't accept that. And they go, okay, but are you? So I had to put German/Irish, you know, I'm whatever descent. I mean, they actually want to know what descent I am. I've never had to do that.
I am off-white.
Oh, I thought it said, are you decent?
I should have put Martian. I should have put Martian. Cannot say, whatever, you know.
From Dendell.
I just thought that was fun.
I was just about to say that. I took a drink of water. Damn it.
Yeah, snooze, you lose, bitch.
Guess so. Sons of bitches. Alan, what you got going on behind you there, bro?
Oh, he's got a big new tarp going on.
Oh, he's got his sheets out.
Yeah,
this is bed sheet. You guys know that, right?
For those of you who are on,
but it's sideways though.
For those of you who are audio only, I got a new backdrop, and it is the solo album "Faces of Kiss." And no, Dennis, I did not put it sideways. I did that on purpose. And Bill, your picture disappeared.
Really,
Bill? Your picture's gone. We see your big S for Skype. Skype.
Skype must be jacked up.
Let's say I see Bill fine. He looks good.
It's not you. It's not me. I actually plugged in tonight too, so I'm right into the router.
Well,
right over there. Plug that bitch in.
Well, you might see yourself, but the audience sees a big S. A big blue S.
Well, I can show you my ass.
I was gonna say, no.
All right, is he back up though? He's gonna show some albums though.
What? No, really?
Really?
Son of a bitch. My camera's on. Hello.
See, Bill, he's shaking his hand and licking his lips. And
I don't think something ain't right, man. Yeah. Damn it.
Stand by. Please do not adjust your set. We will be right back.
All right. Welcome back. Are we starting over?
Welcome back to the Ages of Rock podcast. Hell no, we're not starting over. And check out my kick-ass background.
Yeah,
look at that kick-ass background.
Now,
I totally screwed this up.
I totally violated the stay-at-home order because Ken Mills posted on Facebook something about this. And as soon as actually, Laura saw that. She's like, that would make a pretty good backdrop. But I'm like, I know. Let's go. But everybody at Joanne's Fabric was keeping their 6-foot social distance. And those people at Joanne Fabrics are some slow workers. Let me tell you. Check this out. As I was buying the fabric, some girl just started talking to me about how great this fabric was, and she wanted to know if they had any Trump 2020 fabric. And one of the guys was like, I can guarantee you nobody in the Joanne's family will ever have Trump 2020 fabric. She's like, well, I might just have to take my business elsewhere. And the guy's like, we don't have any Joe Biden 2020 fabric either. We're not political. She's like, oh, well, I can deal with that. And then she started talking to me about Kiss, and some guy in Evansville wanted to know if I knew this guy because he was the biggest Kiss fan on the planet, and he knew those guys.
Oh, they all are.
And he hung out with them all the time, and I'm like, okay, right. And then when I left the thing after they had measured my material and I saw her down one aisle, I went two aisles over and snuck around her so I didn't have to talk to her again. So if you're watching the episode, you kind of got on my nerves, lady.
So is Joann Fabrics considered a essential business?
It is, because they're buying the fabric from there to make masks.
Oh, for the masks. That's right. There you go. Okay. Well, I didn't know.
The masks that we can't use in the hospital.
You can, actually, if you need them.
Yeah, it can't. It's actually supposed to be a last resort.
I know. It is last resort, but they're accepting as many as they can get.
I don't work at a hospital, so I don't know what's going on. Yeah. But I did I did go. I've been picking up boxes of masks for the place where my wife works once a week from where they're getting manufactured and taking them to the nursing home. So I am getting to do a little bit of volunteering for good.
There you go.
So it kind of helps alleviate the cabin fever a little bit. And I also used the opportunity when I drove today to listen to the album that we are reviewing tonight.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool. That's a good deal.
All right. So we got some album acquisitions. Can't say that very fast.
Acquisitions.
Sounds like you're drunk.
How many Bloody Marys have you drunk, had,
Hey,
Bill?
Dennis, you want to go ahead and show your album acquisitions?
My acquisitions? Yes. I have a few, and these are kind of backed up because I had actually bought some of these a while back, and it just took, because of the situation we're in now, we can't get them just immediately. So on Wednesday nights, actually, it'd be tomorrow night, Aaron, Bill's gone.
Am I gone?
Your video disappeared.
Your video is gone. There you go. You're back. You're back. You're good.
Oh, shit. Okay. This is the greatest episode. Oh, now you've got it backwards, and it's taking a picture of your
son of a bitch
computer. There you go. There you go.
Okay. So anyway, Ashley and Jerome,
in a minute.
Ashley and Jerome at Atmosphere Collectibles. I bought a few albums from them a few weeks ago, actually, before all this, you know, staying at home stuff happened. And I went ahead and paid them through PayPal. So they've just been kind of sitting on them. But I actually went down there the day they were going to be at their shop dealing with some collections that they had coming. They got a lot of new stuff coming in. And they're going to be doing, and actually Atmosphere Collectibles and them, they're going to be doing not only their auctions on Wednesday. Ashley said they're going to be just doing some flat out sales, you know, some virtual sales through the weeks. They said follow their Facebook page and they're going to be putting records up to sell at that point.
I saw that the other day and I couldn't figure out how to get on there.
Well, you have to go through their she said she made a mistake. When she did it, it takes you to this. It's just basically an invite. But you have to go to their Facebook page, and then you can go. They have a live thing from there, I guess. I don't know. I did the same thing. I was wanting to see it, and I never could find it. And she said they're it's in a learning process right now because they got to figure out how to do it. So anyway, I had bought some things from a previous auction. This is going all over the fucking rainbow of shit. So anyway, I got from them, and I was the only bidder, but a great album, Banjo Bandits. This is Roy Clark and Buck Trent. Now, if you're a Hee-Haw fan, you'll know the name Buck Trent. Buck Trent is a and I told her, I said, man, he's a fucking monster on the banjo, and so is Roy Clark. So I haven't listened to it yet. I just got it like yesterday, so I haven't listened to it. But it's a brand new album. They got it really, 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 really reasonable.
Didn't you tell us just a few minutes ago that you didn't really like country music and didn't know what country stuff
bluegrass.
Was?
This is bluegrass. This is Roy Clark. This is, I mean, I like instrumental stuff. So
you're just selective.
I'm not I'm very selective. I like the old country, but.
So you're like a country racist.
Sorta. Yeah, you can say that. So we're going to go from that to something completely different. I bought a Black Flag album called Loose Nut. Now, this is actually has Henry Rollins on it. This is a Henry Rollins album. It's actually, it's almost way too punk for me. But it was like, man, I need to get this. And I find out that this thing is worth some pretty good money. If you go on Discog, it runs for probably, there's only like so many that are asking, and the starting price is $24. So there you go. And I got it for cheaper than that. So we're good. The other really good thing that I got from them, and I thought I had the insert, but I got home and can't find it, but it's here somewhere. I got a really nice copy of Alive 2. I mean, it's a really, the album wise is really good. The cover's really good. I've got my original one, and I've got another copy. And in my original, the records are shot. The second one I got, it's got a little bit of a rip in this part of it, but this is a nice copy. Rip. So I got a
rip
great
and
one.
Destroy.
Rip and destroy.
So then I went on the other night, I went on to that auction with her and Kathy, and her place is in New York, and I'm going to say it wrong, so I'm not even going to try, but she is with, she's with Ashley on their Wednesday night deals. I got Rush, Grace Under Pressure. Now this album was probably my breaking point of Rush. This is the one, I mean, it's got Time Stand, or just an early warning. Is this one with Time Stand Still? No, it has Kid Gloves. Anyway, this is not my favorite. This is where Rush kind of lost me, but I got it at a decent price, and I'm going to just add it to my Rush collection, and it's just, you know, it is what it is. I got a really cool album. It's called Bangles Everything. And this one here has In Your Room, Eternal Flame. It's a pretty decent album.
Their greatest hits record?
Well, it's actually their second, third album, whatever it was. Be With You.
You can name them all off, and you're going to have like one.
Anyway, there's a couple good hits on there. But I didn't have a Bangles album. Got it reasonable. One I really wanted and I got was The Psychedelic Furs. And this is Forever Now. And this has, of course, Love My Way, you know, which is a great, great, great 80s tune. And I like Psychedelic Furs, so it is what it is. I did flash this the other night when we had Philip Schaus on, but I did get finally got my copy, my 180-gram copy of Creatures. And I bought this through Target. And I actually ordered it at the same time when we ordered the one that Bill had shown here a few weeks ago, that kind of bootleg live with Gene on the front. Target still says that it's on its way. And Bill just left us again. No, there he's back again. Target says that it's still on its way and they're still sending it. So I don't know what to think about that. It may show up and it may not. So I don't know. There you go. Bill's on his computer now.
And when Bill got on his computer, he disappeared on the recording again.
Oh, is he
seriously?
Back now?
I swear, I'm not making it up.
He's back now. Are you back now?
He is not on the. He's on Skype, but he's not on the recording.
Really?
Really?
Motherfather, clear as a bell. Clear as a bell.
Okay, stop this. All right.
Okay. So he was good up until we were through.
It doesn't matter. Quit talking about it. That's either.
Right, so
are we going to start over, or what are we going to do?
I want you on the screen. I think it would be better myself. So what you need to do, you need to come into Skype.
I'm going to hang up. Hang up and I'll try to come back in.
There you go. Try that.
Or do you want to, join me, Alan? I mean, you want me to call me back?
Just come back into the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Try that. Back to the conversation. We'll just go ahead through the records like we did, and then Bill will pop back in for the. There he is. Can you see him now?
I see him now.
All right.
Good. I'm sorry.
Right, so we're back. That's okay.
Are you going to go through the records again?
No. We're going to go. Are you serious? No. We'll go through.
You said something about going through something again. I'm just trying to clarify what you said.
No, I'm saying. I already went through the records. We'll just stop. We'll just edit at that point if you can, and we'll just go from there. And we'll start. I'm done with my record. So.
I owe you a beer.
We don't. Oh, yeah. You'll
All right. All right. So let's go.
All right. So my record and the album of the night that we're going to review is Cinderella, which is Cinderella Night Songs, which is what I picked up on the auction last week.
Now, Danny and Bill, because you've got your background set to blur,
your album was blurred.
Okay. I'm not sure how I did that, but okay. So the album I was holding up is Cinderella Night Songs. So it doesn't matter. That's what we're going with it. And that's why I picked to review this record tonight. So that's what we're going to do. Cool. So, all right. Let me tell you a little bit about this record. All right. So Cinderella Night Songs was a debut album, came out in 1986 on Mercury Records. It was the first tour they did, ironically, was with Bon Jovi on the Slippery When Wet tour, which the last time, I think I brought this up before, the only time I've seen Bon Jovi was when they opened for their 8th special, and it was the last night of the tour at Robert Stadium for Bon Jovi because the next weekend they started headlining on the Slippery When Wet tour, which is pretty cool. So we're going to talk about each one of the songs, just kind of go through it, see what people think. And then at the end, we're going to have a rating thing that we talked about yesterday. If I can figure out where and find that, so make sure we're talking about the same stuff. And then we'll be wrapping this bad boy up. So there you go. Any questions, gentlemen?
No.
Yeah.
That's the best part. No questions is the best part. Mm-hmm. All right. The leadoff song is Night Songs. That was released as a single, by the way. But it was, I think it was released as a single. Did I look that up?
Maybe it wasn't. Well, I will go ahead and say that going by Bill Algie's rule of thumb, if that was the first song that I heard from Cinderella, I would have taken the disc right out. Because I don't like that song. I don't think it's a very good album opener. And to answer your question you're going to ask later, that's my least favorite song on the album.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Dennis, thoughts?
Well, I'm gonna disagree in one way, because it is probably the worst album opener of any song that I've ever heard on an album. And I'm the same as Alan. I would have just took that. I can't believe that they made that the opener. It's just the only thing that's good about the night song is the fact that when it gets that something about gasoline, it changes that up just a little bit. But that song just fucking drags. It's depressing. What the fuck were they thinking? Was Paul Stanley producing this album or what? I don't know.
No, it was actually not. Produced and engineered by Andy Johns. The ironic thing is every single song on this record was written by Tom Kiefer.
Right.
Which is really kind of bizarre.
There are some good, and there's some great songs on here. And you don't even have to, you don't have to name the album after the song. You could have just, like Rock and Roll Over is a great album. It doesn't have the song Rock and Roll Over on it. You know what I'm saying? So they could have named it something else, but I know Night Song sounds cool, but oh my God, it's a terrible song. And what a terrible leadoff. Yeah.
I would agree on the leadoff piece. I would say that this is not the song I would let off this record with. Actually, I would have picked the fourth song as the lead song, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Right.
But I agree. Not the greatest leadoff song. Starts a little slow. Not something that would have got me out of the thing. And I remember, I don't think I bought this record for a while. I don't think I bought it till probably Somebody Save Me came out, because I was like, it was okay, but after I started listening to it, I really do like it. It's a pretty good record. So at least I first got it
when Amy brought it to me a month and a half ago.
There you go. That's all right.
I'm really late to the party.
Yep. That's all right. Funny. So the next one is it was the first single released, called Shake Me. Right. Hit number 41 on mainstream rock. Didn't hit the Billboard 100 at all. So interesting. Really? Yep.
That's interesting. Wow. I thought that would go.
I think Shake Me is a great song. Good song. In my opinion, it would have made a better opener than Night Songs. But of course, anything on that album would have been a better opener than Night Songs.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would say I like Shake Me. I think it's a pretty good song.
It's got a great hook. Yep. It's singable. It was a great. I mean, of course, it was a good radio hit. I mean, it was a good MTV hit. Yeah, it should have been the leadoff song.
Is that the one where at the very end of those girls in the video run over to the Bon Jovi guys?
Probably, because they were hooked up with Bon Jovi quite a bit.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. John Bon Jovi was a guest singer on this record, too, so not surprised by that at all. No. All right, next one is another single. So this single was... was this a single? Should have been a single. Yeah. Nobody's Fool. Yeah.
That was their big ballad off of that album.
That was the big single. It actually went to number 13 on the Billboard 100 and number 25 on the mainstream rock. So yeah, that was their biggest charting song.
And that song was my introduction to Cinderella.
Yeah, I like that song. It's a good song. It's a
great song.
Well, if you watched MTV or listened to radio at any point during this time when it was out, you're going to hear that song. I mean, it was out for everybody, you know.
And it was on everybody's mixtape.
Everybody. Yeah. Nobody's Fool. Yeah.
It's kind of funny because I remember I didn't really like watching them very much because he's got a weird – he's got something weird with his mouth when he sings. I don't know whether he's got like a speech thing or something.
It's not a lisp, but it's
no, there's something with his lips or something.
It's big lips. It's that Steven Tyler-ish kind of lippy kind of thing. I'm like you. I thought it was kind of
odd. I couldn't watch the videos. I was just like, I couldn't do it. They'd zoom in on him, and I'm like, ah. It was such a weird. I know that's
Tom
a weird
Kiefer,
thing.
Would
but,
you like to come on our show?
No, I like. I, no, I mean, it's
Bill,
not that.
You like
I mean,
a guy
I get
with,
it.
Bill, do you like a guy with big lips or you like a guy with small lips?
I don't like a guy with lips. No lips. That is not going to work.
Watch the Tiger King.
And it isn't him at all. I mean, I think
don't
he's
need
a,
to
I like
see it
his
to
voice.
Get the reference.
I like his voice. I mean, it was just something weird. I don't know what it was. Anyway,
I know,
but
he's something different. Yeah.
Yeah. And then not bad, just different.
No, it's just different. Right.
So the fourth track, and we're going to talk about this later, but this is what I would have made be number one, which is Nothing for Nothing, which is great, great driving song. Got a great, you know, great beat, great, you know, the changes in it are really good. This song to me, I love this song. This is when we get to it later, we're going to talk about it. But that's my favorite song. Well, that's my favorite song on the record. I mean, okay. I've listened to that in the last 3 days about 50 times.
Right. Well, fortunately for me, I agree with you that is a good driving song. And fortunately for me, when I was doing those mask deliveries today, I had my cruise control set because I was driving on the interstate. And that's one of them songs that I what I call a speeding ticket song.
Yeah. But why didn't they open with that? That would have been a much better opening for the record than
I don't know.
That slow,
song,
methodic kind of.
It's not a dragging, just kind of cranky. It's like you had to just drudge through it to get through it. Yeah, I don't agree. I agree with you.
I think Night Songs would have been a good album closer.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
Put me to sleep. Okay.
Well, it would have been appropriately placed there, right?
Right,
called Night Songs, being at the end.
I'm seriously speaking, though, there are a lot of bands that have songs like that that, you know, it either ends up on the second side of the album or it is the last song on the album. You know, I mean,
and
my opinion, that's where it should have been.
Right.
I think it would have fit
better toward the end of the album. But it's not a bad song. It's just not an opening song. That's like Alan said, if I'd have picked the CD up and put it in, I'd have probably jerked it out halfway through. That's what she said. And then, you know, and put something else in. I've been like, okay, I'm good. So
Dennis is just confused. He's watched way too much Tiger. What's that guy?
Tiger King.
Tiger King show. He's like all jacked up today. He can't talk, and I can't even think. So there you go.
Yeah. We've been hided up in our. Well, I've been hidden
You've
up
been
in my.
Hided,
house.
What is hided up?
What is hided up.
What the hell is hided up even mean? I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what day it is.
It's Blur's Day.
It's Blues Day.
That's it.
Whenever I get up and I get my pill out of my little pill box, oh, it's Tuesday. Okay, I know
pill
what.
Box?
My
How blood old pressure. Are you?
I have blood pressure pills and I have my my cholesterol pill. One in the morning, one in the evening.
You have a hair growth pill?
He's got another kind of growth pill.
No Viagra. I'm good. So anyway.
Did you take the big vitamin?
Let's get to the next song.
Sorry, can't get past it. We're all, how old are you, 13?
Yeah. I'm going to be right. 13 next week.
All right, starting off side two is, actually, this had been a better opener on side one, is Hell on Wheels.
Yeah. Good song.
Again, I'm glad my cruise control was on song today.
What's the song? Or either my Spotify's off.
Side two starts with Hell on Wheels.
Really? Well, my Spotify is off then.
Well, you can't see because I have a blurry face, right? Well, Spotify might be out of order. I don't
Spotify
know.
Spotify says one song, once around
the ride.
We already
talked about that song, didn't we?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the last song on the first side. So.
Yeah. That's okay.
We'll go back to that in a minute. This is a freaking train wreck, man. This is like Tiger King.
I'm waiting for that.
This is like this, totally like Tiger King
that,
out Ages of Rock podcast.
That fucking bitch killed him.
I've been waiting for that.
She bit him to the tigers.
Tigers.
To the tigers. Jesus. Here, let me read from her diary. Here, hold on a minute.
I can't wait to see.
I bit him to the tiger.
I cannot wait to see how Bill Eatem captions this when he shares it.
Something, Tiger King. I guarantee.
What I should have brought my White Tiger out. I have a White Tiger album. I should have grabbed that over there and said,
we should have dressed up.
Son of a bitch.
We should have thought dressed up in love print and shit.
We should have reviewed that tonight. We should have reviewed that. All right, come on. Gosh, we just totally blew it.
All right.
What about Once Around the Ride?
My fucking favorite song of the album. Sorry. I'm glad you almost missed that.
That's why I skipped it.
Oh my God. I love that song. That is the gold nugget of the album right there. Love that song.
That's the golden nugget.
It's got a great riff. I like the words about it. I like the lyrics. I like the premise of it. You know, you're just, you know, you go once around the, you know, once around the ride. It's like life. You get one trip around the ride. Enjoy it. And then the riffs are great. The guitars are great. God damn. You know, I like this song. Should have started out with that one. So.
Well, I agree with everything that Bill said, except for the, you should have started with that one. I got a different one.
No, I like that. I like that song a lot.
You meant Dennis, right? What Dennis said? Cause...
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay. I was like, I don't remember.
We're
what
all tigers. We're all tigers. Except for, and Alan hasn't watched any of it, so he doesn't even know. He hasn't even got.
I watched, and if you haven't watched it yet, you know, get on some meth or something before you watch it. But I watched the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. And
oh my God, I've seen that too.
This
great.
Just seems like it's on the same level, and I don't want to subject myself to that twice.
Oh my God. That was Johnny Knoxville. He actually produced and directed that movie and a documentary, and it's another one. What's it on now? Where do you see that?
I saw it on Netflix, but it's been a couple of years.
Oh, I was going to say, it's been off for a while. I want to see that again. I like that. That was a great show.
Let's try to get back on track here.
I love
side two.
Let's go.
Are we at like an hour and a half yet? Because it feels like an hour and a half.
What album are we on? What album is this?
What record are we doing?
Is this Wayne
Tiger? I don't know.
Is this Wayne Chung? I don't know.
That's funny.
Okay, we're still with Cinderella. Tom Kiefer's staring me right in the face. You can't see him right there.
All right.
So, Hell on Wheels. That's the leadoff song on side number two.
And a great leadoff song. I agree.
Absolutely.
If I would have flipped that album over, I probably would have listened to it a little bit longer than if I would have did side one, to be honest. That's got a great, I mean, that another one, it's got some great, it's got a great hook, great riff, you know, guitar riff. It's catchy. I like it, you know. why not have put that on number one?
So, you know, so you didn't listen to this record at all before the other day?
Other than the songs that I knew from, say, MTV or the radio, I had never listened to this album ever before.
Oh, wow.
So, and then that's why I told you it was I listened to it four times through by right now. And then that third time it was a lot of skip and a lot of, it was painful at times. To be honest, I'm not a big Cinderella fan. I've seen them live actually. And they were good live. It's just one of those things. I'm a hits guy on their stuff. But I do, like I said, Once Around the Ride and Hell on Wheels are my two favorite songs off this album. So, there you go.
You don't like Somebody Save Me? That's the next song up.
Yeah, it's a good song, but I've heard it, you know, I've heard it.
Well, every song you've heard 500 times.
You know, so, you know, it is what it is. There's another song I like on here. So just
Alan, what's your thoughts about Save Me?
That should have been the album. Or somebody else. That should have been the album opener. That is my favorite song on that album.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yep,
cool. You know, it charted only at 66.
Really?
As high as it got. Yeah, I thought it was like way up there.
That's too bad. It's a much better song than.
No respect. So what was the highest charting song on this here? Was it that song?
Nobody's Fool.
Went to. Oh, Nobody's place. Fool. Because it was a ballad. But as far as the rock songs, this was.
It was just this. Step. Yeah, the only three songs that were released was Shake Me, Nobody's Fool, and Somebody Save Me.
Which Shake Me never made the 100, and then this Save Me was the second one. That's weird. That's really weird.
I don't
understand
how Shake Me didn't make the 100. It could be that Wikipedia is wrong.
That's always a good possibility.
It's a high possibility.
One of my favorite parts of Somebody Save Me is one of the guitar riffs that they're playing, you know, because I saw them live back in the early 90s, and... Right. You know, I never paid attention to guitar that much because I, at the time, did not play guitar. But right. I was watching Kiefer sing this song and play that guitar riff, and, you know, you got to know what you're doing to hit that and sing it at the same time, you know. Because it's like he just, like, jumps to three different chords faster than you can blink your eye.
Right.
So it's that. I really dig that riff.
No, it's a good song.
I like it.
It is a good song. No, I like it too. But right, it's one of those ones I've heard of a lot. But anyway.
All right, In From the Outside.
Yeah. Is what it is.
That's a decent song.
Yeah, it's not a bad song.
There's only one bad song on this album.
You know, as we're reading through this, I'm not a big fan of the last song either. It's okay, but it's not my favorite. So the next song is Push Push. I like this song. You guys like
I
Push
like this.
Push?
I do like it. This is my other song that I really like. I said there's three songs on here that I mean I like the ones that were hits, of course, but the ones that I didn't know about, like I said, Once Around the Ride, Hell on Wheels, and Push Push. Those were really good songs, actually. You know, three good songs off this album, besides the ones that we've heard, you know, way too many times, but.
Alan, what do you think?
I think Push Push is a great song. You know, obviously we know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You know, the interesting thing, too, is on the record, the promo sticker, right. It says contains Shake Me, Nobody's Fool, and Push Push.
Really?
Yeah.
So they were trying to push the push.
Yeah, it doesn't have... Somebody Save Me is not even listed on the hype sticker, which is pretty interesting. So I wonder if they didn't plan to release that as a single originally, and they released it instead of Push Push. Maybe. That's pretty interesting.
That or it hit, you know, the other song hit before the other one did, and they just kind of they had some people some.
All right, last song on the record is Back Home Again.
I like that song.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not
a
bad
pretty
song.
Good. Jam at the end of the song or at the end of the album.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite, but yeah, it wasn't a bad song. Definitely
I would have put Night Songs at the end.
Not that we haven't established that 15 times already.
I know.
I think we're pretty clear about that part.
You know, I would actually put Back Home Again probably on the first side toward the end and then put this one around, you know. But
So what would have been your opener then if you didn't like Night Songs? So out of the 10 songs, what would have been
night
your
songs?
Opener?
If I had to put the most kick-ass song on this thing, I would have put I would have put Once Around the Ride as an opener.
What about you, Alan?
I would have started with Somebody Save Me.
Yeah, I would have started with Nothing for Nothing.
That would have been a bad one. And either one of those three would have been better than Night than the Night Songs, to be honest. I didn't think Night Songs was just like it's a droning. It's not something just to, you know, when you first put an album on, you want that first song to just, you know, just kick your ass and get you going.
Really?
I never heard of that before.
Huh. Interesting.
But what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, it was just, I mean, that first one is like, it kicks in like, need some gasoline. And then it kicks in, and then it's like, and then it's gone again. It's like, oh, no, we're back to the droning again. It's like, oh, fuck. You know, but then, you know, Shake Me comes on, and it's not a bad, it kind of brings you out of it, but it's, it takes you a little bit.
All right. So, favorite song on the record, number one favorite song. And I think we know what Alan's is.
Somebody Save Me.
Once Around the Ride for me.
Yeah, it's funny. That would have been our leadoff songs, right? Each one of our leadoff songs would have been our number one.
Yep.
Because mine's Nothing for Nothing.
Hell on Wheels would have been another good one to start out with, I think, too, just because of its just upbeat.
You know what, you know? What we should have done is had each of us go, what order would you put these songs in?
We need to do that on the next one.
We have to do that on our next album.
Yeah, shout out. Shout out Loud Cast does that whenever they do album reviews. I listened to them the other day. Yeah, that's the.
I don't want to steal someone else's thunder then.
Yeah, we don't want to get into Tom and Zeus's
That's a good catch, Bill.
They're good, though. I like their show.
I do, too.
Props out to our buddies over there on Shout Out Loud Cast. What about your least favorite song?
I think we've all agreed on what the least favorite song is.
I don't think Night Songs is my least favorite song on the record, though. I like the song.
You're wrong.
I just don't like where it's
okay.
I just don't like
it is
I just don't like where it's placed.
Okay, so the real question is, Bill, what is your least favorite song on this album?
Back Home Again to me is my least favorite song. It's a good song. It's fine. It's just not my favorite song. I would rank that number 10 out of 10.
Fair enough.
For sure. I would put Night Songs at 11. Because the shit thing goes to 11.
Now, having said all of that, the Cinderella albums, this is my number two album. I actually like Long Cold Winter better than this one.
Yeah, that's next on my list to get. And I need to listen to that. I haven't listened to that for a long time.
As soon as Night Songs, the album was over, I straight on to Long Cold Winter
move right on.
I was traveling for a little over an hour back and forth, so I had time to get both albums in.
Yeah, cool. I would looking at it right now. You got Gypsy Road, Bad Seamstress Blue. Yeah, I would say that Last Mile, Long Cold Winter. Yeah, I would actually enjoy that album more than I would this one.
And they did a better job of putting the crappy song further towards the end of that album than they did on Night Songs. All right.
There you go.
Yeah, I would agree on that one.
All right, so overall, Cinderella's Night Songs, is it a turn it up and not bad or a skip it?
For me, it'd be a turn it up, you know, because with the exception of the one song, I like the other nine.
You mean the album itself completely?
Yep. Overall.
I would skip it.
Skip the whole thing?
Yeah. I'm not a big Cinderella fan.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
And that's what's kind of cool about the show is because you're taking a guy that's not a
Dennis
big
doesn't
fan.
Know yet, but this is his last episode.
Dennis doesn't know. Yeah, he's getting fired. We're replacing him
with Tom Kiefer.
With Tom Kiefer.
No, I'm just not. Don't get me wrong.
They're not one of my go-to bands,
and I have seen them in concert. They're great in concert. I think they have some great songs. They're just not one of those people that I don't know. They've just never been on my radar, and it's just not them. I just really don't care. You know, it's one of those. I can listen to them, or I don't have to.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can totally respect that because I'm the same way with Rush.
Right. And that's true. I mean, it is. It's easy if you like them or you don't. Blah, blah, blah. But you're wrong.
I would turn it up for sure. You're wrong. All right. So to end this, just a fun fact you guys may or may not know about. I read this earlier. So on February 7th, 1987, the album peaked at number 3 and was certified double platinum, shipping 2 million copies. 12 days later, in May of 1991, it was certified triple platinum.
You mean, you said 12 days later.
12 days later.
It went from double to triple
platinum?
It says
12 days later. There. What?
Did you go from 1987 to 1991?
Oh, I misread it.
I was going to say, that is not 12. Well, there's 12 days in there. There's a whole lot more than 12 days.
Well, there's a period in there that I thought was a smudge mark on my monitor. Because I just read right through the period. So there you go. Fun fact is,
what's a smudge mark on your monitor?
Talk about that. Or... So before we get out of here, please read that sentence again correctly.
Yeah, read that again.
Peaked at number 3 on the U.S. charts on February 7th, 1987, and was certified double platinum for shipping 2 million copies there 12 days later.
Gotcha.
In May of 1991, which was years later, it was certified triple platinum, having shipped 3 million copies. So
3 million, here, this is a weird thing, though. 3 million copies, and other than the Nobody's Fool, they didn't, 66 was the peak on that album?
No, 13. Singles? Still 13.
No, that was for Nobody's Fool, right?
No, the single was 13. The biggest single was Nobody's Fool at 13.
Right, but other than that song, the next one was 66, right?
Correct.
And it still sold 3 million copies. So that one song is probably the, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and the tour was with Bon Jovi.
Right, and that was probably the other thing,
too. So that's sold.
It's really interesting, though. At 3 million, and, you know, that's pretty cool.
Huh. 4 years later, not
12 days later.
Not 12 days.
I got all these smudges on my skin.
I don't know what the hell they are.
I'm just toast. No wonder you've been on your computer so much.
That's why we were having trouble with it earlier.
We were, It's been
it's all sticky and gummed up.
My buttons are all sticky. I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's all gummed up. Why is that? What is all over that? Looks like milk. I don't know.
I think it's probably a lot of that going on. We're in lockdown right now.
That's right. That reminds me, I have a meme to send you guys after a while.
Is it the giggly guy?
No, it's a couple of playing cards and a light switch.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
There you go.
I think that's probably a good place to end this episode. Do you guys agree? Well,
one thing, washing those fucking hands. We talked about that the other day when we were on our yacht rock. But still, wash your fucking hands. Stay inside.
Just regular hands.
Yeah, just wash your hands. I mean, stay inside.
Don't cough on somebody unless you don't like them.
So we can get this shit over with. So we can get back to being normal.
Well, I mean, as normal you're as never, we're ever gonna be normal.
As normal as we can. How's that?
You should put a poll up. After this is over, is Dennis going to be normal? Yes or no?
Yeah. Oh, I'll be.
You know,
I'll be
for 208 episodes, we have said, "Well, I'm going to put a poll up," and we have never put a single fucking poll up.
I said we should. I never said we are. We said we should.
Somebody said to me today. They said, "You know, there was a couple things that were going to happen after this is all over with," and the second one says, They're going to have to go to a, or get dried out or something like that. And I said, well, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be a quitter. You're not a quitter. Don't quit.
All right.
That
was painful. Sorry.
This whole episode was painful.
It was fun. I love you guys. And I wish we could all hang out and. I'm all sad because I've been stuck in the house.
Stuck in the house. He's been stuck in his garage watching political television and getting mad. I'm going to go to the next band practice and there's going to be a bottle of something thrown through his TV screen.
Probably.
And Tiger King. I'm going to have some cubs.
He's going to get a Tiger King tattoo.
We'll get a fucking tiger. Fuck that shit.
There you go.
All
right, folks. Visit us on Ages of Rock. Catch all of our social media.
I have this old lady. I look at my cougar.
Oh, no. Peace out, y'all.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.